Allegiance, we do that or not?
We don't have a flag here.
Which way is the flag? So that way. Why don't we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Public forum to the fire department.
Fire department? That way?
Yes.
All right.
Which way?
That way.
Probably that way.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
We'll get a flag.
Right. I'll get one.
No one has
a little bitty one.
There's like about 15.
I love six.
There's about 100 of them out in the shop.
Yeah.
Did we get all?
Well, next time we'll have a parade.
You're right.
Lane.
Here.
Perez.
Here.
Wilbur.
Here.
Sessish is coming. Diedrich.
Here.
Jamanovic.
Here.
And Hyatt.
Yes. Here.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to introduce, let's see, we have our Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans, here today. Are we all recording now, right?
Yes.
Okay. We have... Mr. Sleaser, Superintendent of Parks, Superintendent of Recreation, Shea Ramos, and we do have our alderman there. So, Mr. Koch, he's here. Before I, and then we have
Dobuchek
here. Before we start, there's a lot of new people here, and I do not know everybody here. I have not been here for last two meetings. I apologize for that. Tim knows about it. I've had some family issues, but it was personal issues, and so I was not there. So I'd like everybody to introduce themselves, because we are kind of new here, and I know that Gene missed it last week, too, the introduction. So, Stash, and you know everybody here. But we have a few new members of the board, so if we can all introduce each other so that we know who we are, what we do. My name is Dan Lane. I'm a retired school principal. I'm retired, and I'm here to help you guys out. Go ahead, Gene.
My name is Gene Wilberg. I run a food ingredient business, brokerage business.
Sash Domanovic. I'm an HR and risk manager for a Park District.
Victor Perez. I'm a dean and administrator at a middle school in Aurora, Illinois.
My name is Rusty Hyatt. I work for Hankook Tire USA. It's not national. And then the reason I got involved with this is I'm president of WBSA still.
Right.
Still.
I'm Kelly Dietrich. I work at Waubonsie Community College. I'm the Instructional Services Coordinator there. And I started working on the Yorkville Education Foundation for a while and wanted to get back involved.
Very good. Seems like you have a good team here. Okay, any public comments? Would you want to? We'll just hold off on it, right?
Yeah.
Nothing? Okay, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's look at the minutes, please. Approval of the minutes. If you have some time, take a look at it. Does everybody have a packet? Do you guys want to take a packet? Did you look at it already?
Anybody else need one?
Victor, did you need one or not? Did you
I'm bringing one up online right now.
Okay, all right.
Rusty, you need one?
I looked at it already.
Okay.
Everybody about ready? I know it took a while to do that. We approve the minutes, right?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to approve the minutes? We hear someone to approve the minutes?
I approve the minutes.
A second.
Motion to approve.
Second. We just put them in for... we don't have to vote on that, do we?
Yes.
You have to vote on that, too?
Yeah. Yep.
There's no questions on it whatsoever?
No.
Okay. Roll call to vote on the minutes.
Perez.
Yes.
Okay. Wilbur.
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Domanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Lane?
Yes. Next, we have our bills review. If you want to take a look at those for a second, if you haven't reviewed them previously. Bills review for October and November, and the budget report for August and September. Take a look for some time if you want to see if you have any questions. Realizing, again, as when I was first on, the bills have already been paid.
Yes.
Yeah, so bills are already paid, so it's more of a do you have any questions concerning the payments,
a lot of
what thing costs, whatever. It's just for our own knowledge. And if we have to question it, we have the right to question what was done, why we did it. It's already been approved by the board, correct?
The City Council,
has already done it. So
yes.
It's just for our own edification. But again, if we have any questions on why it was spent, things like you certainly can ask the questions right now.
So just on bills, I mean, just for everyone in general, anything
So once the budget's approved, Josh and I have the authority to spend money within those line items. I have the authority to spend anything up to $25,000 without city council approval. Anything over $25,000 really needs to be kind of signed off by you guys and then go to city council for approval. That's kind of how it works. On the bills, a lot of stuff you're going to see in the bills is related to the baseball. Scott's doing a lot of park stuff. Hometown days, things of that nature this time around. A lot of bills were involved with those things in there. And then just on an overall general budget report, with us taking on the baseball, I mean, it's kind of skewing things like compare year to year. I mean, overall, we're plugging along in a good rate. I think the biggest thing we really noticed out of the gate was concession sales have, like, doubled just by taking on the baseball league. So, I mean, we'd be doing $25,000, and I mean, we're up to $45,000 now.
Right.
And we still have next March and April with it. So, I've definitely seen a major jump in that. It's kind of a residual effect from it.
I know, this is
good. What's that? One of them has a bills, the rest of them.
This is the other one that has a bills?
Yes.
We figured we'd give that one to you.
And that's
one.
Well, the one that I annoys the crap out of me. No, I wanted one that had it, so
bills,
anybody wanted
the one.
Yeah. He was just, he's causing problems.
Yeah. Only one of them has a bills, the rest do not. Per your instructions.
Thank you. I was looking at everybody, and I'm like, oh my God, do we have another thing with all of the bills? So, thank you.
Who am I going to kill?
Yeah. Yes, you're very lucky right now. So no, I'm just kidding. Sorry I'm late, everybody. I actually been sitting in a 4-hour meeting, so on to the next.
I'll turn the meeting over to our president, Amy.
Thank you. What have you guys, so did you
we're just doing the bills list now.
Just do the bills list.
Right. Did you approve the minutes? Yeah, I was like, why are you just throwing that at me? Like, take some gum.
We approved the minutes, all right.
You didn't approve the minutes, or you did?
We did.
Okay. And there was no questions for the budget report or bills list?
We're just looking at it now.
Okay. We're all good with that. I heard that you were explaining in that, so thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, when I first came on, the
new
members, it's always a learning process, what it's saying. You know, I've been here, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. And before, historically, when I first came on, we would have 2 meetings, correct? One meeting was a meeting just on the bills for about 15, 20 minutes, and another one was on the other matters. And we changed that, obviously, to the fact that the bills were already paid. So I was a little upset about it, but again, because from a school system, they are not paid until the school board actually tells and okays the bills. So I was coming from a little different situation, and I assumed that we would okay the bills, or at least then it would go to the city council. But again, it's the opposite way. So again, just keep that in mind, that they have been paid, but we have the right to question. What did you say, $25,000 or whatever? Even anything. Why did we pay?
If it was 50 cents.
Right. We can question anything and wonder why we bought that from there or whatever. And they have to respond to us on that. But realize the bill's already paid. And again, as I said, if we do have a problem with that, then we go to city council. Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
All right.
So we're going to go through old business first before we get on to the...
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't wish to go to Robbins.
If you want to. Yeah, why don't we just go to...
The license review.
Yep.
Is that under old business or that's under new business?
Should be under old business.
Old business.
Oh, Riverfront.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to, we're under old business, Riverfront facility license review. Tim, do you want to speak to that first, or do we want to just have our, if they want to speak at all to it?
I mean, just so kind of for an update where we're at. So since the last meeting, I've worked with Amy, the mayor, and then the individual business owners, Robin and Kate, just trying to put kind of a proposal together for a license extension. I think for the most part, the basis, we kind of have an agreement. I know Robin has. I put in there a little bit difference of what she's asking for. But overall, what we had presented to the licenses and what I presented to Amy and the mayor was is that we would, for both businesses, looking at a 4-year license extension. That would put us through basically the next mayor election. It would be doubling their current rent, both of them. So Robin, Foxy's Ice Cream, is paying $250 a month. It would go up to $500 a month. Kate, who owns Ginger and Soul, it would go from $350 to $700 a month. After the first year, then it would be a $50 increase. every year after that. And then a doubling of the responsibility for repair and placement. So right now they're responsible for anything $500 or less. That will go up to $1,000 or less. So I know if Robin has it, that's kind of the basis of it, right, of where we're at with the agreement. It does end at the end of December, both of there. So if we don't approve anything tonight, we probably have to come back to a special meeting. If you approve something tonight, if we go to City Council, I would like to take it to the November 26th City Council meeting for their approval. So I know Robin was looking more at a 7-year license extension, and then instead of $50 a month, she was looking at a 5% increase yearly. So that was kind of it, Robin, the big change?
Yeah, that was the main change, yeah. I don't know if the board would consider this, but when I thought about it today, everyone knows I'm out. I'm closed for the season. So I pay all my rent in advance for the whole year because I don't have any income in the winter. So I don't know if there's any way that I could defer that increase until April. And I think it'd just be kind of a hardship on me to, I don't know if that's possible or not. Just something I thought I would throw out there. It's only 2 months, 3 months, 3 months. But then I don't know. Just thought I'd bring it out there. And also, I don't know how we stand on the end of the term, whatever the term ends up being. If I have first right of refusal, or I think where it stands now is that 120 days before the end of the license, I let you know whether I'm still interested in renewing or not. So I don't know if that's a first right of refusal or if that's just letting you know I want to continue. Because you never know.
Sure.
What is it? What's going on?
Right now, I mean, there's two clauses. So there's one that basically says the city can give 30 days notice. And that we're terminating the license under any circumstances. Mm-hmm. So, and then, yes, there's...
You mean after the 4 years or any time?
At any time.
And for any reason?
Basically for any reason.
So you'll see under the agreement 7, termination of agreement, the city reserves the right to terminate the whole or any part of this agreement for any reason upon 30 days written notice to the licensee. Any excess costs incurred by the city may be set off against any monies due and owing by the city to the licensee.
So that kind of means that I don't even have a... I guess I do have a license, but
I don't anticipate that ever occurring. I think it's more in case of an extreme situation that a storm came through and really damaged the building, and you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars to fix it, and you're basically like, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Or... you know, something else came up that would be an extreme situation.
If you don't pay rent, or you're not a good steward of it.
Yeah. Or if they damage the building in some way and they're refusing to fix it, we could then say, okay, we're going to move you out. So,
So on the first, are you guys all on the memorandum? The first page, it kind of gives you the summary of what changes were made. Ginger and Soul, 4-year license extension to expire December 31st, 2023. Doubling of the current monthly rent from $350 to $700 a month the first year, $50 a year increase in rent every year after the first year, and then doubling the responsibility for repair replacement from $500 to $1,000. For Foxy's Ice Cream, what we are proposing, there can be amendments if we want to do that, but right now, as we're proposing, 4-year license extension to expire December 31st, 2023, doubling the current monthly rate from $250 to $500 a month the first year, $50 a year increase to rent every year after the first year, and then number 4, doubling the responsibility for the repair or replacement from $500. So they basically have identical proposals on the table. It's a little bit of money offset just because Ginger and Soul has a little bit bigger space.
Now, isn't Ginger and Soul open all year, though?
Yes.
So there's a difference
space.
There. So right
there's
there.
A bigger space as well.
Right.
So.
But again, they're open all year. Well, year obviously is very seasonal. I think we have to take that
into consideration. Right. I talked quite a bit at the last meeting, and I know some of you weren't here. But I tried to be open the first several years in the winter, but there's just nobody down there. And I tried soup. I tried hot chocolate, coffee, everything, and tried to promote it, and there was just no interest. So I just sat there and I ate ice cream, and that doesn't seem like a good thing to do.
Yeah, I know.
So I had to give it up and then just decide, you know, I budgeted my year to be a 7-month business, and that's...
Are you know. Open then for our holiday thing?
Yes.
Okay, so you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So Robin is proposing then she's okay with doubling the rent to $500 a month the first year. And instead of doing the $50 a year increase, she's asking or requesting the 5% increase in rent yearly, which would be about a 25 to 30 month increase. I would just want to maybe say it's 25 if we were going to do that, just to keep it.
Do we have any idea what rents typically go up?
We talked about this the last time.
What they go up annually?
We've never increased it annually. This is the first time we've done that. So.
Well, I would say that regular rent. How much does regular rent go up?
I'm just here to give you guys guidance about the you know. So if you typically give somebody a percentage rent increase, so if you went from $500 and gave them a 5% increase, you give them a $25 a month raise. But then the year after, the 5% is based upon the 525. Yeah. So it's right. Like yeah. It's 50. Yeah. It's would be, right? It would be, you know, you have to take 5% of right. $525. Sure. So it wouldn't be $25. It would be like $27 or whatever. So you keep multiplying it on the year before,
right? Right.
But just so you understand.
So
that's what equivalent. And then, yeah. And then I expect that increase would end at the end of the term.
Yeah. Right. So I don't think
and then it's more than that. So the difference
is right. Works right.
The same. Because it really was an end.
And you're also requesting. Oh, there was another. I know it's 4 years, and we could put the date in at the 4 year date, which is usually this time. At yes. The end of, so we can put it in the November, so that's not a problem.
Amy,
you're requesting the 7 year license, sorry.
So we could discuss it if that's okay. The other question. I'll be 65 at that time, so I thought, you know,
sure.
What are you doing? Figure out my age.
Yeah, I was never good at math. You're like 52 now?
Yeah, I am. I'm 52 right now. I'm 35.
Careful, Dan.
You know what?
Being recorded.
Robin, I mean, we could put it in there. I just don't know that it would pass through City Council. One of the reasons that we were even kind of looking at 4 year was so that it didn't surpass the current administration that's in there, City Council, whatever, or mayor, if you want to look at it from the mayor's perspective. I guess we could leave it if the board... So wanted that, but I don't know that it would then pass. Right. You know, so that would be my worry.
Less of an obstacle to leave it at 4.
Yeah.
And
that would be my worry that they'd be like, no, we're not doing that. And then we'd have to like RFP it and do all kinds of weird stuff. So yeah, I would suggest leaving it. But I get that you want to have that, you know, sort of that, you know,
mm-hmm. I mean, I
security.
If I decide I want to stay, you know, at the end of the world still doing well, then
you could do another 4 years and it'd just be one more year later than you want.
Yeah. I'm really thankful though because I've always gotten a 2 year every time and nobody was ever really wanting to move on that.
Yeah.
So since the very beginning when I made this investment and this effort, I always had a 2 year, which is really unusual.
It is for a contract.
All the work that was done, so I appreciate.
This gives her a lot more security for her investment. It's not a lot. I think is it usually like a 10-year? Sometimes it's 10 years.
Typically, restaurants are going to go. If you're doing any type of a food-based restaurant, you're going to look for a 10-year lease.
Yeah, I mean that's
security. That's the average normal amount.
Right.
And I do think whatever you would do with Robin, you would do with Kate, correct?
Yeah. Kate, we're going to keep the same as far as her rent and everything, but she's got the 4 year license extension as well.
Right.
So.
But if it's $25 a month, that you're going to do that with Kate, or are you going to
no,
do
it? Just Robin.
And that's because of the seasonal space aspect?
I think she's got a bigger space. She's open year round. I would.
But why? I mean, I guess, and I'm just being devil's advocate. Why is it year round? That's her decision. It's not ours. I mean, she can be open. She's making that decision. That's her business model, not us stopping her in any way. I don't know why that's really. I hate to say it, our problem.
But it's realistic. It's a realistic.
But I mean, we're comparing things off of what.
Well, but again, look at her location. Look at the street. You can't make a left turn on that street. There's a lot of things that are going against her, I think. You know, there's a lot of people don't even know what's down there unless you tell them it's down there.
How do you guys?
It seems to me the best way to do an increase is a percent. when you do an absolute thing here and one guy's paying more rent, then percent-wise...
So you're saying do 5% for both of them?
That's,
and then it's going to go up in conjunction with what their rent is.
Correct. Sure.
So if she's paying $500, her first increase is $25. if the other one's paying $700, then her first rent raise will be $35.
Correct.
So the raise will be commensurate with what their rent is.
Right.
So that would be fairer, a more fair way to approach it.
Or you can make...
$25
and
what does he care?
$35.
Why does he care?
5%.
What's the point?
Because he cares about this stuff. Now, so let's hear from the other board members. What do you guys? What do you guys think?
The seasonality of her shop is just 7 months, and then you have like events and stuff.
I don't really have school events sometimes, but there's minimal. I mean, I know I've been to them and it's like they're tiny. But just to say, I did try soup, I tried very hard to work with ginger and salt and sell soup, and I tried to stay open in the winter, and it was willing to be open in the winter, of course. Um, just, if I want to turn the heat up in the winter, that's right. Exactly. Sash, what do you think?
Well, I think I'm agreeable to the terms, you know, the length. You know, the 4 years seems reasonable for a bunch of different reasons. Doubling the current rent, you know, for each seems fair, you know, given market and, you know, what we see out there. But I do like, I guess equitable is maybe the best way
to the percentage.
Excuse me, you're saying you like the percentage or the absolute amount better?
The percentage.
I like the percentage.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah, year over year.
Victor, what do you think?
I agree with the extension of the use of from 2 to 4. I think that's fair. And I think the percentage makes things equal, considering that with the absolute, you're not dealing with the same factors or business models with the seasonal aspect. So, yeah, I mean, the percentage makes sense.
Kelly, what about you?
I agree. I think the percentage increase makes more sense, and I am more comfortable with the four-year lease extension for or license extension for both businesses. I can see why the 7 would be great, but the 4 year makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with the terms and a percentage increase. Definitely, yeah. Given the two businesses, the differences between the two, that does make sense to me.
Ken, what do you think as far as the city council? Would this be something?
Well, it'll be what you guys recommend. If you had it, two things coming, it might cause some questions.
If it's all the same, then see it consistent, and then it has to be, because otherwise,
well, why is this one different than this one? And we're looking at both of them at the same time.
Do you mean consistent in terms of percentage or absolute amount?
No, I meant percentage. Like if you have...
They're both the same.
Oh, the terms. Yeah.
Some of them left 5%.
That makes sense.
For people to...
Are you
okay with that too, so...
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay. Because, I don't think we can get you your length, but I think the 4 years...
Okay. Amy, I've got a question and an answer. Maybe it's in here. What happens at the end of the lease term, at the end of the 4 years? Then what?
We go through the same thing that we're doing now. We can either extend or we can go on.
It says in there 120 days. I know, we can change that terminology a little bit. I mean, we could say September 1st of 2023. We will notify you by then if we want to do an extension or if you want to go out to an RFP of some sort. It says in there within 120 days already that we can start in good faith effort an extension proposal, a license extension with both of them. So I would assume 4 years from now, after the mayor election, that this discussion at this level will be starting up immediately. Mm-hmm.
So any other comments?
I was just going to say, I remember before we even got the business in there, we were worried about what we were going to do down there. We've got two nice businesses on there that are very stable. People are going there. We don't necessarily want to change a good thing. So I think as long as they're agreeable to this and we're agreeable to that, we've got to build, we're putting a new playground down there. It's got a new life down there. These are two businesses that are there. I was at Ginger and Soul the other day. I'm going tomorrow. They said anytime we want to come down there and have our meeting down there to see their... Has anybody been down there and eaten down there at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. If you haven't, have you been there, Ken, or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it interesting when you go inside? The food is good. It's very nice.
We remember it's been through everything. Guitars.
So, I mean, we've got it the way it is. Nice down there. Why do we want to?
I don't disagree. They've been both great tenants.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you
don't
even
have problems? We don't have issues.
And they're both agreeable to the.
We had other tenants. We have coffee blossom
together.
There.
They work well together. That's good.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a benefit on a staff level.
Yeah, sure.
That we're not spending time hunting down rent. Right. Something's wrong and we're having to go and fix it that they weren't supposed to do. I mean, Scott and I have had those issues with previous tenants where it really started to eat up a lot of our time. I would hate to see the one go just based off of that, and the fact that I also think they do drive people into downtown. But in a discussion even at a city council level of revitalizing downtown, I think they play a role with that.
Right.
I like the fact they're both unique. You know, it's not a Dairy Queen. Nothing wrong with that. I've consumed plenty of Dairy Queen in my life. But I'm saying it's a unique thing.
But you're hearing good things about it. People that have been down there are always positive about it. They didn't say anything negative about it. And if that's just a comment what people think, I mean, they love your ice cream.
All right. So
let's say one last thing. Amy, I got one.
Sure.
And just because the mayor did ask about it, and I know he asked about it, I did put in there, could be some expenses down the road that could potentially hit
the city council that they would be aware of
that we would be responsible for. So, like, we did replace our roof a few years ago. That should be good. But the Ginger and Soul one. Yeah, I mean, we have no clue when it could go back. But we did put some expenses in there just so everyone would understand that we would probably fix as long as they were sending some.
And you've increased their responsibility to cover the first level of those expenses.
No,
maybe I misunderstood.
No, so they would only like say.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
They wouldn't give us a deposit towards the roof.
It's not like a deductible.
Yeah. It would be basically is Robin, if it's anything 1,000 or less, she is responsible for it.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, raise over 1,000, then she would be responsible for it.
But if the roof came in at $40,000, she doesn't pay up to $1,000. We pay the $40,000.
Yes.
So it's not a deductible per se. And I know we did have a conversation with the mayor about that because he was kind of thinking that it was deductible as well, but this actually works out better because there are like a lot of little repairs throughout the year that Robin takes care of. Sometimes it's $1,000 per year, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. So I think
it's always more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
So I think it works out. Yeah. So I think it works out that she doesn't have to come up with $40,000 and fix a roof, but during the year our staff and the rest of us don't have to worry about micromanaging down there and pay.
Right.
You know, 500 here, 700 here, 900 here, you know, so it works out.
If I remember correctly from last meeting, the city is unable to ever sell those buildings.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
So any damages that happen to those things, the city would be responsible for anyway, regardless of the tenant, or regardless if they're empty, regardless of
the
story.
We don't know.
We could shut it down.
If it burned, you would have to build it.
Yeah.
So as long as it's staying there and it's some sort of use,
potentially, I mean,
incur those costs.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean,
yes.
Yes. I mean, it could be.
But yes, in theory, it works.
They could cut their loss at some point. At some point, the city could say, we're not going to fix the roof.
Yes.
We're going to knock the building over. We're going to just use the space. We're going to expand parking.
They can't sell the building or the.
They can't sell the land
to somebody else to build a different building there.
Right.
They have to keep it. They have to keep that property.
It was government property. All right. So if there's no more conversation, we're all good. I will.
A real minor point in number three. It says increase in rent. I think I'm not a lawyer, but I think that should say increase in monthly rent. So it doesn't look like it's going to be $50 more a year. I'm sure you're going to have a lawyer look at that. Okay, 5%.
The city attorney will clean up
per month
before it goes to city council.
Okay, that's all.
Yep.
I have one other question. Is there anything that the board or the city would like these businesses to do differently, more of, less of? You know, we're kind of partners. You know, we've never looked at it from that thing. Is there something? I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm just posing a question.
I don't know if that's something that we would necessarily put into our license.
No, I'm not saying. I'm thinking about it at first
later,
time.
But
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really sat down and thought about it.
Indeed, wants free ice cream.
Is that what you get?
That's testing. That's.
That seems like.
All right. So,
if you added up all the free ice cream I got in there, it wouldn't be a big stack. So,
if there's no more questions or comments that are actually pertaining to the recommendation of the approval of the license extensions, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the staff recommendation on the license extensions for proposals for Foxy's and Ginger Soul with the amended language of the 5% increase in rent yearly for both businesses. And I just need a second on that motion.
I'll second it.
Can we get a roll call, please?
Yes. Wilbur?
Yes.
Sethish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Perez?
Yes.
So this goes to the next city council meeting, you said November?
Yeah, I would anticipate going on the November 26th city council meeting.
I'll try to be at that, so in case there's any questions. But.
It's Robin.
I'll try to be.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, and it's on Robin King. I could see it going to the first one in December. I prefer the number just November 26th just because if there's any just issues the council has and we have to bring it back, because they usually only have one meeting in December. They don't do one before Christmas.
Yeah. December 24th is the Tuesday that would be the last one.
Yeah, really wanted.
Yeah, there's only one in December, so if there would be an issue, we could bring it back first one in December and not go into January.
I think we're sticking with that,
Let's shoot with that.
Yep, that's the plan. Okay.
Are you okay with that? You think that's enough?
It
was a special meeting.
Yeah.
No.
Are you saying you want to freeze on those payments? I don't know that we, I don't know that we can do that.
So April?
It's not going to be talking to me. This thing's going to be written.
Oh, I know. Well, could it be something separate than this? Not like every year.
Not a freeze. Just talk about deferring.
So you want to defer it?
You want to defer it.
Just this year.
Defer it.
Just in 2020 till April.
Let's. Talk, I don't know that we can put it in the license agreement, Robin, so let's talk to, staff about that, and we'll see how we can work it out.
Yeah.
That
might be I might even be ahead. I don't even know. I guess they could talk to Rob and see where my rent is. But I pay all my bills ahead.
I need a formal
I know we're not going to put it in the agreement.
I don't know what I mean. No, I just wanted to mention. I don't know where to go with that. So
I would talk to staff. Bart can bring it up with Purcell.
Okay.
I mean, that's my best guess.
Make a formal request. Okay.
Write it to Bart.
Let them know, and they know what's going on with them. They already know about this. The increase?
The license? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll do that then,
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Be there for the conversation.
Yes, we will all be there because everybody's volunteering, right? They're all like, what celebration's happening? Thank you. And we got your email today, too.
It was very
good email. To do the plan.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robin.
Good night.
I'll let her know the change.
Thank you.
He's willing to do it. Okay. Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thanks. Lynn, thank you for coming again. We appreciate that. Your wisdom and expertise.
I left my phone here last time, too.
Oh, geez.
Well, that's good.
I know.
I slept myself to make sure it's the
phone. All right, so we're going to go to grants update under old business grants update. Tim.
Do we want to just discuss that with the grant, the other discussion that we have that's coming up in new business?
All right.
I can just kind of give it
meeting
up.
Schedule, where is that?
That's next.
So, this meeting, as you can see, falls on the night. And it's only every other month, but it falls on a night that I have two county meetings. So, if we don't change, it's not a big deal. It doesn't interrupt very much, but there will be times like there was this evening where, Dan, you would have to take over and run a meeting, or if we can find an actual other date to do this. And so, Tim, you had other dates in mind, and I can't find it in this huge packet now. So.
There's a calendar that I attached with it that basically the city would like to have our note taker here.
Thank you.
And she's our only note taker. So the dates that are on this calendar are kind of the dates that are available to us, that she's available then to come to do the note taking.
What was the date you said she was available?
Any of the open dates on the November calendar. So you have the first Monday, the fourth Monday. I would be honest, for staff sake, Mondays are terrible for us with a lot of events that we do on the weekends. We adjust our schedules on the Mondays quite a bit.
Days off on Mondays.
Yeah, it's hard.
So right now we do the second Thursday of the month.
Yes. Right. So you basically have the first Wednesday of the month, the second Thursday, or the third Thursday.
Does the third Thursday even work since it's so close to city council meetings, or no?
It would work. The issue that we would run into is that if you approved something on, say, for instance, you look at the calendar, mm-hmm. Thursday, November 21st, it would not be on the Tuesday.
It would have to wait.
It would have to wait for the first one then in December.
It's too quick to make.
So because the packet, BART completes the packet Thursday afternoon, so that's done. So it's fine. It's just you're now, anything you approve, it's going to wait.
Going following.
A couple extra, it's going to wait an extra time, which I don't, it's not a huge deal. Very little things we have here are that time sensitive.
If it was, you could always call us.
I mean, you could call us, but if you really had to. So that's not really a huge issue. I think the bigger issue for us is just the Mondays would probably be an issue. Just
does anybody have a problem with the third Thursday as opposed to the second Thursday? Is getting here even on a Thursday in general? I mean, it is every other month, so.
I mean, so I travel, like, randomly, so 1 month I could be here, and 1 month I can't.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm going to Nashville.
Well, good.
We don't have a meeting, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's.
Perfect.
Well, and this is the first time we've had, or in a long time, that we've actually had a full board, right? We're not missing any board members.
Not right now.
Which is helpful, so if you can't be there, and, you know, one of us can't be here, that was always our issue, is we were having, you know, such a hard time getting quorum, because you only had, like, four members anyway, and then we needed everybody here, or, you know, we've been down quite a few members.
Oh, yes.
We're very happy that you're here, first of all. So, if we could, the third Thursday, well, let me make sure. let me make sure first.
In January, she'll be like, I'm going to be late.
I know. Well.
Or the first Wednesday.
And the first Wednesday might be better, but again, it would have been better for the second Wednesday, but you're already. Why do we only have 1 minute taker?
It's above my pay grade.
Oh, the second Wednesday, that's a
thankless job.
Zoning?
Yes, sir.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
That would be. I'll be at that one.
He'll be at that one, too.
Please, not at the same time.
Float between.
I think. We have a meeting in January, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So January and March.
First Wednesday, though.
I think the third Thursday.
Well, first Wednesday is New Year's
July,
Day.
15th,
first Wednesday is New Year's Day. In January.
I'm looking at the third Thursday.
Thursday rather than the first Wednesday?
Yeah, only because I do occasionally have a Wednesday. Right. It's more optimal.
So you want to do a Thursday? A couple of might not wait, but I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's January.
And then one of the customers
will take
the
second
Thursday.
Yes.
Second Thursday.
For fun or
what? I know.
Yeah.
Nice to
hear you. You're talking about the third Thursday?
Third Thursday.
Yeah.
I know you would probably rather do it on the first Wednesday.
No, we didn't make it last year.
I can't make it in January. So
okay.
I'm just saying.
We're good.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm just
that's
checking.
Fine.
Every other month. January, February,
March. Big partier. I know I'll be. So,
it's your guys' call. I think we're.
We get the gummy bears at the.
Oh, God. We're having just a big party. I cannot wait. Is third Thursday work okay?
I'm not
for January for sure.
Just remember, this is a smoke.
So the next one is. Listen. January, February. So the next one would be March.
March is fine.
Victor's like, what did I get into?
No. Yeah.
Good. So third Thursdays, let's try that. For 2020.
If you guys approve it, man, they'll post it on the city website. If you can vote on it.
Yes.
I guess my other question is 6:30 okay?
Well, I was gonna ask. So, like a day like today, where our note taker needs to be here at 6:30, the conflict is just at the beginning of the meeting, or is it just like? Is it allowed to use in what?
No, I mean, I guess if we wanted to change this meeting to 7, we could, but then that we're here late. Not
9
late.
O'clock?
Huh?
I mean, usually by 9 o'clock we have it wrapped up, don't we?
Typically, but there's been a couple times. Some people.
I guess that would be mine.
Come on, Gene.
Be nice.
So many questions.
Oh, too many questions. That's what my wife says, too.
Oh, you want earlier.
Or if we keep it, go to accommodate your goal to 7. Could we go at 6?
We could keep the second Thursday if we moved it to 7. But I hate making everybody stay so late.
So I guess that's where I would be at. If we move it, could we start at 6? I think that would be
well, these guys are working staff. All day. That's the point. You know, they're going to
sure.
Well, I think the 7th's not that. If we're going to keep it going to 7, it's not the end of the world. I mean, we can always adjust our schedules.
We can?
Oh, it's like, do you want to discuss that with me first?
I didn't know that was us.
What would you think?
I guess whatever you want to do. I mean...
Why can't you do 6 o'clock?
I think it's more important to accommodate our board members than it is.
Correct. I mean, whatever works for you and me.
Yeah, I'm fine with it earlier. 6 o'clock could be great.
If you don't want
to
have...
But if we kept it on Thursday,
I'm
Thursday, you would have to go to 7.
I'm real flexible day-wise. Yeah.
Sash, what do you think? 7 o'clock? Is that like...
Any night but Tuesday. You know, I'm open.
Anything but Tuesday.
Tuesday will
So if we change it to
the
3rd... If we change it to the 3rd Thursday, we could meet at 6. If we keep it at the 2nd Thursday, it would have to go to 7.
You want to try to see what the majority likes?
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, what would you prefer if you had to choose?
I'd rather have the year at 6.
6.
So on the 3rd Thursday at 6?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
3rd Thursday at 6.
So are you guys okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That makes no difference to me.
Now, if I happen to have a meeting or something, you cannot shoot me. I will leave my meeting just to be here. Which
Dan was doing a pretty good job.
I actually,
you know,
the
record
show.
I don't have quite the. I don't know.
We need
a little more fun,
yeah.
She's way too businesslike.
Yeah.
She's way too businesslike.
You gotta be a student.
No. It's personality.
Yeah.
No personality.
We're not gonna change him.
What?
You're not gonna change shit.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the calendar for our meeting dates for 2020 to the 3rd Thursday of the month, every other month, right? January? Okay.
Yep.
And changing the time to 6 p.m. I just need a second for that motion, please.
I'll second that, too. I agree with that.
What do you need?
It's fine.
You don't need anything else?
No. Nope.
You guys good? Are you sure?
Yes.
Before we take roll call?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Roll call, please. Yeah. Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Jamanovic?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
All right. All eyes. Motion passes. Grants update. Oh, okay. Let's go on the new business. Autumn Creek Playground and Caledonia Playground RFP?
Yes. So I put in there we have last year... Over the last couple of years, Scott and I, working with finance, have put together kind of a timeline of when you would use land cash money to add playgrounds and subdivisions that don't have them. And now that we've gotten all of our grant money back from the state, we can start to move forward with these, which we need to do. I mean, both of these subdivisions, it's like... We're called on a regular basis, like, when's our playground?
Oh, really?
So, Caledonia is the one that really needs it because it's kind of isolated. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't have access to any other subdivision. The Autumn Creek one is more, it's on the north side of...
there's a natural barrier.
Oh.
Of the street.
Kennedy Road.
Kennedy Road, yeah.
So, I know we're getting a lot of calls that, you know, people are just a little nervous crossing.
There is a crosswalk.
There is a crosswalk. We worked with when they expanded Kennedy Road and put in the trail there to put a crosswalk in there. But there's some room that we have on the north side of that subdivision to put in
and
a small little playground.
Right, and it was planned for that.
Yeah, and then so Caledonia. So part of the process is just approving these requests for proposals so that we can get them out to playground developers. Mm-hmm. And so the money is already been approved. We actually have the money for... Which one? One of them now. And then the other
Creek,
one.
Autumn Creek, I believe.
Yeah, Autumn Creek now. And then Caledonia, we could do the RFP. We just can't buy it until May 1st when the City Council approves the next budget. Or in theory, we could go back and do a budget.
It's been projected to be in next year's fiscal, but we figure if we're going out for RFP for the one, we might as well go for both. Because sometimes you can do it with the numbers when you do multiple projects, and it just kind of helps the process. Instead of doing it twice, you're doing it once.
So right now, all we're looking for is to go out for a request for proposal. We would get Playground, submit from the back from the Playground developers. We would bring that back to the board and allow you guys to pick which one would go in each subdivision.
That's always the fun part of this.
So this is just a this is allowing us to go out for a request for proposal. Since it's over $25,000, we need the boards and city council.
Does anybody have any questions or comments on that? You're good?
All right. These would all be built by staff.
This is the budget, sir, right here.
Because if not, we can afford it.
Would these follow?
Do you still do neighborhood builds? Oh, I'm sorry.
We might consider doing that, yeah. Doing the volunteer build, yeah. Oh, cool. We would definitely consider doing that.
And these will follow suit with, like, the themes that each park has?
Yeah, one's a nature theme. The one in Autumn Creek actually backs up to a very wooded area. It's a very natural area, so we wanted to go with the nature theme there. And then the other one up in Caledonia. I think we want the treehouse thing because it overlooks a large pond. There's a 5-acre parcel and a 5-acre open space site that we maintain adjacent to it, along with a large detention pond. So we thought a treehouse would be kind of cool to kind of, and maybe even get some real working binoculars out there that you could actually look out over the wetlands area.
So you're a kid at heart, aren't you?
Oh, well, we've been planning that one for a long time.
Sounds like fun.
We kind of, with the pictures, put a box in the area of where the
park is.
Where's it going to be?
So there's that. No. Keep moving down.
The little green tree.
Right there.
Oh, that there.
Yeah. Right here.
Yeah, so then there and here.
I think you get an idea of kind of where it is.
Any other comments or questions for that? I will make a motion to approve the Autumn Creek Playground and Caledonia Playground RFP.
Second
by Victor. Roll call, please.
Yes. Diedrich?
Yes.
Tomatovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes. Next one is Rain Tree Park Shelter Purchase Contract.
So, Rain Tree Park C, which there's a map in there as well. This is part of the RIA development agreement with Lerner Homes, in which they gave the Park and Recreation Department $93,000 to redevelop that park. We kind of listed the things that are going to be in there. We kind of have to follow exactly what was agreed upon by the city and what Lerner Homes agreed upon. This is something Scott and his staff have actually started working on the park already. But part of that is a shelter. And this is a little different in the sense of this is not going to be an RFP. This was kind of agreed upon in the agreement, the shelter that would already be put
in. They expect a specific shelter in the new PUD agreement with the city. So we have to actually put that exact shelter in. Not a big deal. We that's a great manufacturer shelter. There's nothing wrong with it. And in past, what we would have done in past was we would actually have the main, we would have had the developer actually purchase it at the time and just take it off of what they owed us. This time, we just give us the money. We'll follow through and purchase it. Because sometimes we can get better pricing. We did get GSA pricing, which was a really good way of getting stuff. So you don't take it on the chain. It's still great pricing. It's the exact shelter that they want. I think we want to choose the color they wanted to do originally in green. We're going to go with something different. That's kind of an old school look. Parks
that
where
beige and green.
Parks where they aren't doing, you know, green stuff like that anymore. There's different colors. We want to actually match what's at Clark Park, which is more, I'll call it a coffee color, but that's much more of what's going on in the parks right now.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on that? Looks like the cost is $29,000.
Yes.
All right. Seeing no more comments, I will make a motion to approve and recommend to the City Council to approve the purchase of the proposed shelter for the Rain Tree C Park in the amount of $29,000 and or $29,002.40. I just need a second, please.
I'll second.
Jean, you second it? Roll call, please.
Yes. Dumatovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Tessie?
Yes.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
All right, all items, motion passes. Park naming request.
So we received a request from a family member wanting to name Wyndett Ridge Park after, what is his first name, Coleman? The Coleman family, Robert Coleman. I know Ken's been involved with this. He's with the HOA down at Wyndett Ridge, a part of this process of naming the park at Wyndett Ridge after the Coleman family and after the former mayor of Yorkville, Robert Coleman. So Scott and I talked about it. We're in favor of this request. You know, we think definitely his service as in the military as well as an alderman and mayor more than exceeds what would be expected of a park or somebody.
He also, I mean, he was just, if you read the little blurb that's in there, he was involved in so much. I mean, he was
pretty impressive.
In actually opening the opening door in Sandwich.
Oh, nice.
So he was critical in opening that at the beginning. He was an alderman in Yorkville. He was a mayor for a long time. Yeah. He was a long-time business owner in Yorkville, served in the military. Just really, and if you go back and if you really read what the application requires, it hits the nail on the head.
He surpasses it.
Yeah.
All right. Any comments or questions to that?
I have a question. Is there any kind of ceremony that comes with that? Any kind of like event or living family members that are invited to that? Or
yeah, absolutely. When that comes time when we want to unveil it, yeah, we get a sign made that bears that name.
You could like a little ribbon cut.
Yes, absolutely. We would do that. Now, Bob is no longer with us. He's passed away. But his family members are still here in town. And we would absolutely want to do something like that and invite not only our park board, city council, the mayor, and the family.
People in the neighborhood, too.
And probably, you know, if it goes forward, that wouldn't be something we would probably want to wait for a little better weather, maybe springtime bigger.
Will the signage at all include, like, any of his... like contributions, like biographical information?
Or you know what we could do? The signage won't, the plaque. We will do a plaque.
Oh, there'll be a plaque. Good.
We've done in some of our parks, but we've done it in memorandum or something like that. Yeah, where it talks about more work with the family. And, you know, you don't want to get it too fancy, but we'll do a bronze plaque so that people can kind of realize why the park is named what it is.
Excellent.
Yes, we'll work on that.
Very nice.
All right, so... make a motion to approve the naming of the Wyndett Ridge Subdivision Park to Coleman Park. I just need a second, please.
Second.
All right, roll call, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Dumanovic?
Yes.
Amy? Yes, Steve.
We're also going to put something for the donor, right, that donated the money for that. Didn't you say we're going to have to shelter or something?
We have a plaque for that.
Okay.
Person, and it,
that part, somebody donated like $6,000.
Right.
For the shelter, we already have it. It's about a 4-inch by 10-inch plaque, a bronze plaque that we've already let her know.
And they didn't want to be named, though.
No, they didn't.
We put out the plaque what they wanted. It talks about their sister and their parents, something like that.
Okay.
It was discussed at their HOA meeting that went.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, and we have the black.
Yeah, because I know I had asked if this was the person.
Former weather, and the pack, you know.
She, for the most part, wanted to be someone anonymous.
Yeah.
She did donation.
Okay.
So that will happen, you know, if we get into the 40s or 50s, we will mount that plaque.
Excellent.
May, June,
yeah, I'm like, really? We're talking March? Okay. All right, let's move on to the park facility grant discussion. And this would include the grant updates, I assume.
Yeah, so I think I sent out an email. Unfortunately, we didn't qualify or move on to the final stage with the grant. It wasn't totally unexpected. So going into it, we knew... One, there have been just a lot of people out there because there have been a lot of grant opportunities over the last few years. So they had over 150 people apply. They only gave out 75 or 80 grants.
Yeah.
And just the way we did the grant, it was not going to be beneficial to us, including a playground. We were hoping to try to add the playground and pickleball court, things of that nature. And maybe that they would pair us up with someone else not going for the full amount and we'd be able to sneak in. It didn't work out that way. I do think we should still look at reapplying. There's going to be probably the next 2-3 year other OSLAD grants available that we should reapply for something next year. If it's not at Beecher, maybe looking at somewhere else. probably not including a playground in it, but still focusing on a pickleball court, maybe adding a dog park, something of that we don't have in this community. I think those are things that we really need to focus on when we're going for some of these grants, is things we do not have. When you look at our playgrounds, we exceed what's expected from the state, the number of playgrounds have for the number of residents we have. Even the trails, we already have more trails than what the number of residents. So we're not going to get a lot of credit or a lot of points for those things we put them on a grant application. This is the first round for this year. There is a park facility grant that opens up in December. I know we've had multiple discussions about a facility over the last few years here. So some of this was just to update new members, where we've been on that, where we could go with some things. We still have some money saved from the sale of up at Bristol Bay Regional Park from the sports center, $250,000 there. We also have the potential, there has been some discussion out at Grand Reserve. They owe us still about $1.3 million. A lot of that we've already done just because we attached it to other grants and we did it on our own. So there's going to be $700,000 to $900,000 that either, if they agree to it, we either have to plow back into that park or into different park development there, or potentially they would allow us to build a facility within Grand Reserve with that money. If they allow that with our combination, you could probably have $1 million to take to the state. We could probably get to $2.5-3 million. I think 2.5 is the max that they would give back to us. So if we had $1 million, you're looking at a $3.5 million facility. That probably gets us similar to the picture I put in here, where you would have a gym and a track and maybe some minor office space. When we originally did it, I think I put the budget in there. That got us, I think, to around $3.5-4 million is what they're expecting. Now, this has been 5 or 6 years ago that we looked at these designs and we thought about maybe doing it with the Beecher Center. That gives you an idea of probably what the bare, you know, what we could probably afford if we went for a grant like this.
I think the gym would be huge because now my daughter is doing travel basketball. And we go to Plainfield or we go to Aurora. And every time that she plays, I have to pay $5 to get in. My wife's got to pay $5 to get in. And they have like 6-7 games going at a time. Concession stands, they have pizza, hot dogs, everything. And it's just, I just see the money just rolling in my head that they're making. Because you have to pay to get in the league, too. So each team pays $500, you know, to cover the refs. And it's just...
Yeah, that's huge, right?
Yeah, it's huge money.
Which is it, wrong?
No, it's you're at the Supreme Court up in Frontenac, and then Christian Community Church in Plainfield has a like 6 courts, isn't it? 4 courts.
They usually work out and have multiple courts though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You have to, like, if we decide to do a gymnasium, I have to do multiple courts just because you could make so much more money. As a revenue stream, it's insane how much
we can pack it with our own programs too. I'm sure.
Because the high school doesn't have a field house.
That's pretty expensive.
The high school has a field house. You can rent that out.
It's pretty expensive.
So I guess it's just really to get the ball rolling. I don't know even if we came to an agreement tonight if we even have enough time to put something together because the grant closes in January. But I think if we start planning long term, my guess is that this grant's going to be open next year as well, just through the state budget process. So do we want to start looking at it? Do we want to reach out to the school district and have any discussions with them and say, are you guys looking at a field house in the future? Would you want to collaborate on something? Any other entities out there? I guess it's just really to get the ball rolling to see if anybody had any ideas here or what direction you would like to go.
But, I mean, just hear Tim, though, that, you know, if we're working with the land cash that we have, if we're working with the money that we're going to receive from Grand Reserve, Grand Reserve would want this located
right there,
in Grand
Reserve. Right there, yeah.
Yes.
So understand that.
Another option we could do is we say, you know what, we're not going to do a facility. Scott and I talked about this. We have this $250,000. Do we go look at land on the south side and potentially buy land that we could then use down the road for something else? You know, there is a need for, I think, someday a regional south side park of some sort with soccer fields and baseball fields or something like that. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything like that. This grant would allow us to go buy land. And we could take that $250,000 and go look, you know, for something for $1 million worth of land and potentially buy something. That could be an avenue to go. So I think there's some options out there.
Sure.
I do agree with you, Rusty. I think if we're looking to build something, I hate to see us just build something that gets us through the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
If we're going to go do it, we should probably be thinking longer than any of us will be here. What would be here 30, 40, 50 years?
Field house, like when I was in Oswego, we got the field house, we couldn't use it, but we friend them. But they use it now to where the point they've resurfaced it and they have multiple.
I agree with you. I mean, when we had the rec center, you know, having the two gyms, I mean, Shane, I talked about would one gym be nice? I think within a year or two, we'd fill it up, and it'd be like, it's really not even solving all of our needs down the road.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at Bristol Bay, our regional park there, originally 65 acres, we sold off 15 acres to the front. We have 50 acres of that. And our soccer program is maxed there already. Mm-hmm. And I think if you just said, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we'll never fill that up. That just shows you that, you know, our programs aren't moving, and that I think... we do have, you know, part of the board's job and staff's job is to project and to think about those things ahead of time.
You know, we could take the 250. Do you want to look at another grant where you could get? Do you want another water feature in a park? Go with the pickleball. Go with a, and just take that money and just do some. I mean, there's options here.
Do something in an existing park.
Or with, space that we already have.
Yeah.
What about putting... talk on school district, you could almost put a building in Beecher Park where you rip out like Beecher 5 and use some of that area, and then the high school could use it, and then...
You could, but you got to understand, with the money from Grand Reserve, they're going to want it there.
Reserve.
You know, if you think about the money that we got from selling the land, and, you know, the park grant can go for land acquisition as well, there are land acquisition grants out there, and you start thinking about... big picture where you want to go and look for maybe 60, 80 acres.
Yeah.
So
a master plan park where, yes, you would have a water feature there. You're thinking 10, 15 years down the road where you'd have athletic fields, where you could do lights, where you could do a larger spray park, running trails, pickleball, and you could incorporate all those elements in one large park.
So one of the drawbacks to these types of grants, especially when it's facility, is that it doesn't cover operations. You can't use any of that money for operations. So once you have the building, now you got to figure out what to do with it and how to pay for it.
Yeah.
And how to pay for it is sort of the bigger issue, I feel. Only because we're not a park district. If we were, this would not be an issue. We could just,
right.
We could do it. We'd have all kinds of, you know, good things. We'd have gyms. We'd have fields. We'd have a lot of stuff. So... we're not at that. When in discussing this with Tim earlier, I'm not in favor really of, mostly because we don't really have the time to put something like this together for our facilities grant proposal, but because we really just long term right now don't have the money to actually operate the facility. I love the idea of having a facility, but we're just not at that point yet. I would actually really like to see us be a park district before we actually did something like that. I like the idea of land ac, so we have that future to put in ball fields and fields, because fields aren't as, you know, are needed, but aren't usually as costly, I think, right? I mean,
well,
they are to maintain,
pieces too.
But we could take in pieces. So, I look to you mostly for this, only because we used to, back in the day... do a lot. We put big sheets and see where parcels were still open that we could purchase, you know. And we used to always look at it, and it was really exciting thinking about once we had that land, you know, it could be developed 10, 20 years. We were looking at future generations. And so we haven't done that in a long time to sort of look at what lands are available to us. And we've always talked about the south side. Always.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to our master plan, a lot of things have changed.
We have nothing over here.
A lot of things have changed, but at one time, we were looking at 100 acres right around Ament Road.
Yeah.
And so was the school for a new high school. That's where the high school, a second high school.
But even if we had that land, we could work in conjunction with the school if a school came in, you know. So there's a lot of things we could do with land ag, so that would be my preference. But obviously, we're a board of seven. If you guys said, no, we really want a facility, this is something we can, you know, look at. There is some cost associated with getting a consultant. So you're saying up to $10,000. I just don't think it would be ready by the time the due date of the grant.
Well, if
so
it's
you
not
would be looking
this
at next
year. I think if we're looking at a facility, we need to hire somebody.
Yeah. And that's something, another expense.
If we're not looking at a facility.
And we may not get the grant.
I think one thing Scott and I could at least start doing is looking at land.
I'm always looking at land. Are you kidding?
I know. Scott has always been our advocate.
I think that is a need that we need to address. And at least it gets us something that maybe we don't solve, but the next generation of leaders of this board can solve what goes in there.
And if we go with land acquisition, then I would assume, like, we'll have more flexibility. Like, we won't have to follow any requests from Grand Reserve. I mean, yeah. it'll be completely free.
The only thing you would have to follow is the state.
Right.
Which is basically, it would have to be parks and recreation related.
Sure.
Like, you couldn't turn around and use land.
And there's usually terms.
City Hall there. Right. You would have to at least, it'd be park and recreation.
Well, I mean, we would have to follow city rules, too.
Yeah. And then in the future, I would assume there might be a grant available to actually build a facility on that land acquisition. So we're definitely planning for the future. So yeah, I like that idea. Yeah.
I think the hard part, though, I think that Tim is pointing out is getting that matching portion for the park grant. And they call it a park grant because it's a facility grant. But I think, what is it, an 80% match?
75.
So the city kicks in 25% of the money, and they kick in 75% of the money, up to $2.5 million, right?
Yes.
It is really hard to pass up money like that.
So you have money from Grand Reserve.
Consider what it costs.
You know.
More. To run the facility.
Do you have any idea what 50, 60 acres would cost?
For example, we sold the front of our property, I think, for something like $16,500 an acre is what we sold the 15 acres to go for it. Something like that. So if you go out and buy farm ground, you should be able to find farm ground for $20,000 an acre or less.
Would perfections be out of the question to put soccer fields back there and then have
it's already been sold.
I looked at perfections years ago. It doesn't lay out well for baseball or soccer. From a distance wise, you can't get, if you wanted to do like 5 baseball fields in there, you can't do it. You can't get larger fields in there. Yeah, I've already looked at that years ago.
Scott is always looking. I mean, he's
There's some pieces out there. I think part of the issue is you want to be somewhat contiguous to your scope. But in some aspects, you know, you do want to go out a little bit and get signage up that says, hey, future lit ball fields, even if you aren't going to do it for 20 years so that people know. Because that's the biggest pushback you get is if you're ever going to do lights.
Nobody wants the lights in their house. Yeah.
Is there any subdivision? I mean, I know we've worked with subdivisions before. Is there any, like, subdivisions being developed on the south side any further right now? I mean, that we wouldn't want to.
If you look at the land all around the world, it's platted. I can open the drawers of my file and going south all the way to Walker Road, the subdivision's already platted.
Oh, okay.
All that will require a new PUD.
I get it, but they're in there. Because the PUD
is true. The Aim It Road piece, if that ever comes to fruition, when that ridge back, I had that question.
Because they ran out, I get it.
Yeah, it's like 20 years.
Is it 20 years already?
Pretty far south.
No, not necessarily.
I think
we want to look, you want to find a fairly flat piece of ground. You don't want to spend a lot of money on moving dirt.
Yeah, when you have to grade it, it's always...
Yeah, you spend $500,000 moving dirt.
Sure.
So
I think they're kind of looking for direction because it won't happen for, you know, obviously this next year, but all year they could be working on something for the 2021.
Well, I mean... Land acquisition, we might be able to pull off this year.
For 2020?
Potentially.
Yeah. When you say this year, I think thinking 2020.
Oh, yeah. I mean, potentially it would be tough.
Okay.
But I mean, we could probably put a little time and effort into it. I mean, you're not looking at a facility. The issue would be is finding land, negotiating a price, and basically the owner having to wait until we actually got awarded the grant before we could finalize an agreement with them.
And that would probably be tough to do.
It's probably more realistic next year.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of what we're looking for from you guys. You know, I know we would love to have a facility. We've always talked about that. We've spent hours talking about our dreams of a facility, and it just has you know, it just doesn't go anywhere. And a lot of it's because we just don't have the funds to, you know, take care of it. Let's say we build it, then what happens?
By and large, what we do, I mean, Shay can tell you. Shay, where are most of our programs? They're outside, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at
our programs as far as like how many people are involved. Baseball, soccer, all that stuff's outside. Yeah, we have basketball. It's a big one too. Which we're able.
Part of it is too is we don't have anywhere to go. So, like, they have to be outside because we physically...
We would love a facility, so...
Piano lessons next to Tyler's desk.
I saw it.
So, I mean, like...
And I think we're missing that preteen team that we were successful at the rec center, just a place to go play basketball.
Yeah, when we had them.
That they just drop off, that they just don't have now. And that's just completely missing here right now. It's just a place after school
where they would come, especially.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't scheduled. It wasn't in any way organized.
A lot of you, I don't know if you guys were around for the rec center discussion and debacle, but Club 47 used to be ours. We leased it. And, you know, the current, or not the current, but the last, maybe a couple years it's been, that the last city council just, they said, no, we're not doing this anymore. We ended up paying a penalty of $300,000.
Well, when it was all said and done.
To get out of that contract.
Yeah. I mean, by time, the lawsuit.
But, so again, so it gives you an idea how difficult running a facility is. Even with all the revenues coming in, we were doing well, and we were seeing a trend of if by 2020 we would have been breaking even.
Sure.
It just was not a risk that the city council wanted to take. I understood it. We all understood it. We wanted it. We loved having the rec center. But it just was one of those things that, again...
The building itself wasn't in super good shape at the time.
No, that's not true.
It's still operational.
That's not true. Oh, you know,
I didn't know. I just had
Dan, don't get excited.
But it was it was in good shape.
It was okay.
It really was. I used to work out there all the time. It was in good shape.
Yeah.
And Ron Walker gave us a really good plan, I thought.
Sure.
So yet the city council, as you know, Ken, you were on the board here. City council didn't see it our way.
As park board, we fought for it. We fought the good fight. We understood the pros and cons of that building. But at the end of the day, it was not our decision. So it was the will of the city council at the time. So
we could put basketball courts and soccer courts in at the Dix building.
Yes, probably.
So
right?
I was in there for the Spirit Halloween thing. Yeah. I was like, look at all this empty space.
Right.
It's gutted. You know?
That's right.
You probably could do that.
Probably could, yeah.
Instead of getting another trampoline park, we don't want that.
Would never. So, what do you guys think? Land Act, go for that. Start putting together an idea for a facility. So,
we'll come back in January. I mean, we don't necessarily.
I kind of wanted some consensus, and if they want a facility, then you guys have to come back in January saying this is what we want.
If we're looking at a facility, not that I am, but just for the other side of the coin, what would it have to be then?
I guess the requirements
limitations, like where would it have to be located?
Well, the issue if you look at, they haven't released the application for the new round. It doesn't come out until, I think, December 11th. But just looking at the one from 2014, the most you can get is $2.5 million from the state. And you have to come up with 25%. So you're looking at $3.5 to $4 million. We would have to come up with $1 million. They would then give us $2.5 million. So you're looking at that $3.5 to $4 million range of the most that we would have available. For us, we have $250,000 that we could use anywhere throughout the city of Yorkville from the sale of the dome when we sold the 15 acres. To come up with the rest of the money, unless this board wants to go and try to convince city council to give you $750,000, the only way we'll have $1 million
is basically Ken Folk is laughing.
Grand Reserve owes us money to complete parks that we've actually done quite a bit of work in already. We could use that money. The discussions that City Hall's had with Grand Reserve is they're open to giving us the money for a facility, but they want the facility on their property and their subdivision.
Well, they would not let us property.
Yeah, they would not let us move it anywhere else. So if we don't want it in Grand Reserve, we really only have $250,000 to go anywhere, which that would only give us $1 million. We couldn't build anything.
And we're kind of not thrilled with the idea of having to have it at Grand Reserve.
No, not necessarily. I'm not sure we're not going to get some pushback up there either. I mean, you've got a couple of options up there. Bridge Park.
Yeah.
And Rotary Park. Rotary Park has houses around it.
Yeah.
And Bridge Park is not super big, is it?
It is. It's, I mean, it's 19 acre. It's actually 15
acres. Okay.
25 acres are wooded.
Yeah.
So you'd have to either knock over some woods.
Gotcha.
Or you'd have to, you know, take up some space there on the very edge.
Okay.
But you got to be careful because Fox Metro comes through there and you can't build over the top of their, stuff. So
okay.
It's a little bit limited there, but, you know, if we wanted to go to Rotary, you know, I'm sure we'd get a little pushback from some residents.
Okay.
So I think my issues with Grand Reserve are, if just this is, they gave brought up, I have a couple, three issues. One, what happens after we build the building?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Can we really generate enough new revenue, not just moving programs around and our budget's the same as new revenue to sustain paying for it, and not just paying day to day. What happens 30 years from now when it needs a new roof, new air conditioner, things like that? Two, building something big enough, as I said, that lasts us a long time. And my only concern, just on a practical reason, is I don't know if a lot of junior high school kids are easily going to be able to access a building out of Grand Reserve,
right?
Where the schools are at located right now. The kids at Grand Reserve would use it obviously quite a bit.
Maybe
Otter
Creek, but
yeah. So that would be my concerns.
Yeah.
Now, if it came down to it, hey, take it or leave it, but you're going to get a facility, I would be like, okay, let's take it and we'll make it work. But those would be my only real issues.
Is there space at Grand Reserve for a decent sized facility and parking and?
Well, if you did a bridge. Parking is there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Parking is there, which would help you not have to spend a whole lot of money on...
We'd have to take out some wooded areas.
Okay.
Grand Reserve.
Yeah, what if it had to be in Grand...
Well, bridge is part of that.
Yeah.
Bridge is part of Grand Reserve.
Yes.
That's good.
They gave us the land for there.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Would we lose a ball field or anything? I mean, we wouldn't want to really do that.
No.
We don't want to take anything away.
Definitely
not. Oh, my God. I know.
Building a facility, I think, back to your point, and looking at building a facility with one court, we're immediately packing it, right?
Yeah.
Just based on the numbers we have now, not even looking at 5, 10 years out, one court facility, it's all the risk is there, all the expenses there, and we've immediately topped out our necessity for it. So, I mean, looking at it, at least for me, until we have those resources that we can say, let's get and build what it is we need and what it is we want, and we want it for not the next 5, but the next 15, 20 years.
Sure.
But as of now, the grabbing up land seems like a more feasible and something that we can have a bit more freedom with than just Grand Reserve, correct? We can look at
land. South. I mean, another option is to take the money and say, we do get asked a lot, dog park, pickleball courts, a new water feature. I mean, you could use that money. The water feature, you probably eat up the whole $250,000 instantly. But
the dog park.
You mean a water park or just one of these little spritzers?
No, like the one.
Yeah, it's great. Splash
park. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, those are expensive?
Yeah, very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. They're fun.
They are.
So that could be an option too.
Yes, we have.
Dog park,
getting
if I'm looking at the way, because I've driven from here to take my pups to the dog parks in Aurora, and just looking at like the residential fee and the non-residential fee and the yearly cost.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is somewhat easy maintenance with some kind of revenue getting back to you.
I think the big issue with the dog park is like, I think you're better off doing a regional park on the south side and putting a dog park in it.
Yeah.
It's like right now, where do you put it where we're not going to get residents that live in that subdivision upside?
Yeah.
And that's just brutally how I feel is like, everybody wants one until it's
it goes in there.
It's right.
Not in my way.
Yeah, and I mean, really, all of our parks are in pre-residential areas.
We had pushback on a soccer field. Can you imagine a dog park?
So, I mean, we get a lot of calls. I don't want to say we get a lot. I would say once every 2-3 months we get questions about it. I mean, I tell people it's on our list of things, but when we talk to staff, it's like, where would we even put it without?
We've got a couple of ideas, or I do. Definitely, I've talked to Tim about for a dog park. You know, ideally, is it the best location? No, but, you know, we don't have a 90-acre regional park where you can maybe have a little area for them to get wet and swim, or it's tucked away. If you go to Stewart Fields up there off of Route 30,
yeah, Stewart has a dog park.
Massive park, right? They've got soccer, they've got baseball,
sure.
They've got a dog park.
Mm-hmm.
So a huge park.
ideally that's really where you want to try and locate a dog park. So, because then it becomes a feature that attracts people.
Of the park.
Along
yeah.
with sure. joggers, yeah. along with people that do youth sports and adult sports. And right, it's part of a greater...
And the pro is you wouldn't have to spend a lot moving dirt because you don't necessarily need... a flattened area or a leveled area.
Right, and it could be a little bit nicer than just a rectangle pen that basically is fenced in where you bring your dog in with a double gate and you let
and
your dog
run around. Yeah.
But if that's what people are really wanting, at least in the interim, that's something that you know you could pull off here.
I still like the idea of Landex, so I mean, but it's up to you guys. Let you guys think about it. We'll bring it back in January and decide what you want to spend a bunch of money on, or you know, or not. But yeah, we would. I mean, we've always been dreaming about a big facility. We would love it. It's just,
is there a way we could see? I mean, even for January, just to make it more concrete, like a map of. Potential land acquisition areas.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be specific at all. Just like, this is kind of
we
weird.
Have
like
to do. We're all excited about that.
Yeah.
That'd be
great.
Thanks.
Okay. Is there any local facilities that we can almost take a look at online or even within driving distance that we can take a look at and say, this is kind of what we want to model?
For a building, you mean?
Yeah.
Like someday?
Like some days that have like
yeah.
this,
who has
this,
a really
this
good
is
park?
The
is that St. Charles has a big park.
Anytime
facility?
You want.
Yeah, but that's a but that's a that's
Foss
a park district though. See, that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
If you're a park district, you've got living your own.
Victor,
your
own, are you talking
the
Vaughn Center?
You
talking
don't have that kind of
or a master plan.
Right,
like
I love the Vaughn Center.
Regional park.
I mean, I'm looking at it like what
or spark ideas.
What do we envision when we talk about this facility that everyone's been wanting?
Yeah.
I mean.
A building.
What's a brick and mortar that we can take a look at and say,
well,
something like this is better?
I think you got to be so. I think that's going to require a little bit of conversation because it was a number of months ago, maybe 6 months ago, Tim and I met with Greenfield Park District, Fox Valley Park District, Oswego Land. All of us came together and had meetings. And I can tell you, the one thing that Tim and I heard from Oswego, Plainfield, and Fox Valley is, all of their buildings are losers, meaning they don't make money, they cost money. Like the Vaughn Center is hemorrhaging money.
So you,
and it's a great facility, if you know what I'm talking about. It's got a little water park.
Yeah.
It's got
how much did that cost to build it? I'm just curious.
$30 million.
Like, $30 million. Okay.
$30 million. But they are all hemorrhaging money. Plainfield complained about the same thing, so did Oswego. Their facilities are just hemorrhaging money. And particularly places like the Vaughn Center where you've got water going on and you've got a huge athletic where you can go and work out, those don't pay for themselves. So I think really it comes down to really what do we need? Do we need program space? That's a lot different than inviting someone in for a membership because they want to come on and work out or inviting kids in because they want to get wet and have a little fun.
Private business.
You know, when you include those things, you really, number one, you jack up the price and you really, everybody knows, and Sasha, you can tell, pools don't make money. Ask the YMCA. They're there because they get you membership, but they don't pay for themselves. So a spray park or an inside water park like that, you know, I think you got to look at a facility and say, okay, we need a facility that has three basketball courts.
Yeah, well, it gets down to it provides a service.
It could be a lot of other things that could break down into multiple user space. We need classroom space for programs for piano, things like that. I think you really got to look. And I think maybe staff needs to look at it and go, you know, when we look at a facility, what really kind of facility do we need? We don't need one that's like the Vaughn Center where it has a spray park and a water park inside. We need one that we can put programming in that we could have maybe host some tournaments and make some money from
volleyball, soccer.
Well, and it is a building. Do you build a dome?
I was just going to say, we just had a piece of project. You can get the numbers right there when they put
you could build a dome that has courts, and that would be a cheaper way to go.
You know, there are. I mean,
and those are flexible for different sports. Like,
She does rugby in there, lacrosse, baseball, softball.
Baseball, softball.
And she brings in
baseball in there.
What?
Baseball in there?
Yeah.
And you start looking at a facility like that.
Lacrosse, I heard.
And you look at a facility like Romeoville, right? Romeoville went into a huge industrial park. and actually took over a building that was there. And they have soccer and basketball and volleyball in that building in a massive big way. Mm. You look at, you know, some of the buildings that we have in our Northside Industrial Park, particularly one that used to be F.E. Wheaton. When you walk in there, the ceilings are huge.
Yeah.
You know, should we be looking at an existing facility that can handle that stuff?
Sure.
And one of our best acquisitions was acquiring the Sportsplex, you know, right off of Randall and Dean, you know, near 64. I mean, it was privately owned, you know, and it was falling apart, and it was in an industrial park, and we acquired it almost a year and a half ago now, and renovated it, you know, but I think building something like that, you know, new would probably have been more expensive. You know, and it's it looks awesome, and everybody loves it.
And we looked at that in the past too. What buildings were around this area?
I don't know if that's grant eligible or not.
I don't.
Building acquisition is helpful. So it may be something that we look at, and maybe that might be a better way to look at it. Say, how could we retrofit something in town instead?
Yeah. All right, so be thinking about that for next month or for January.
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on. Youth baseball and softball RFP.
This is very similar to last year, just because we anticipate by the time we buy equipment, uniforms for the baseball league, it could potentially go over the $25,000 limit. So we'll go off the RFP. I anticipate we'll be back with BSN Sports again. We did last year, but this is just to kind of get the ball rolling. We have baseball registration starting in January, if not sooner. And we just want to be able to pull the trigger as quickly as possible to order the equipment.
So this is just for uniforms and equipment then?
Yeah, for the baseball softball league. So this is an RFP. It'll come back to the board with the actual, the different companies
and
the prices.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the request for proposal for the youth baseball and softball leagues purchase of uniforms and equipment. I just need a second, please.
Second.
Who did that, Sash? All right, roll call, please.
Yes. Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Monovic?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. All eyes. Thank you. Monthly reports for our Parks and Recs.
Yeah, I kind of have staff just if you read it, and they can talk about it in more of a year in review type thing. Mm-hmm. Just kind of get an overview of everything we did over the last year, some accomplishments, some goals for next year, things of that nature. So. I don't know if these guys have any comments or you guys have any questions based on the memo they put together.
I'm not going to get into the great detail here, but I mean, essentially, you know, we worked on several different, I mean, always with special events, we're looking at adding, partnering, changing, you know, revamping. So, as you can see, that's all outline of all the different things that we changed and added just within our special events area. And then athletics, I mean, big thing there was taking on the entire baseball softball league. So that was about 7 months of fun. But that did go.
I know my pain by myself.
No, it did go very, very well. I mean, that's the one thing I think overall that we looked at is not only we take on an extremely large program, we added one park staff, but essentially with what we had, we ran these leagues pretty smoothly. So. I was really happy to see that a Parks and Rec group will work together to take this on. Just the staff that we had, besides the extra ball field person, which was just necessary to get that done. And everything went very smoothly. I mean, we, of course, little things here and there, but for the most part, people walked away pretty happy with the program that we put out there.
I think it was very helpful that we had the advisory board. Yeah. Rusty still was involved, helping us make decisions. Her name just is completely
Stephanie.
Was on the YYBSA board. She came on board as a staff, part-time staff member. She played a huge role in the league. So, I mean, it wasn't just us. The YYBSA still was there with us when that happened this year. And we did have a couple coaches issues. They helped solve it with us, and we kind of came to agreement on some things. So, overall, yes, I thought it was very, very smooth this year.
Yeah, that's $185,000 in new revenue just by taking that. Now, it was expensive, but there's new revenue that we generated.
There's no surplus, right?
Well, there would have been. I mean, I think in the end, though, we got a new full-time parks employee that's completely paid for through this program.
Oh, good.
That's costing the city not a dollar. And that's everything that
we're doing. Well, we probably spent $50,000 on baseball rehab.
Yeah.
And we did two new backstops. We did a tremendous amount of clay and turf, sod, It went right into the field. And it shows. I mean, that's why we played.
We played a lot.
With all the rain?
Yeah, we actually, we had the rainiest May of all time, and we still played games. I mean, it was fantastic, and they put a lot of work in it. Other quick little highlights, we started an adult kickball league that ran and went really well.
I played in it.
Yep, we're bringing it back again.
I was like, I'm just going to toss a lawn doing
that. Fall, you doubled your registration.
I know, but we're hoping to double it again for the summer, so we'll see if we can get up to 8.
Yeah.
Other things, I mean, child development, erase that goal, preschool program. Programs continue. I mean, we're not really building them because we really don't have any space to take on more, but we're filling our spaces much earlier within the year. So we actually, which allows us to then plan accordingly, get our staff ready to go, get our, you know, get everything ready to go. So that's just a really great trend of seeing. And we actually, we'll note this year, a lot of our 3-year-olds in preschool also went to our race at Bullet 2, and we are actually seeing a tremendous difference in their preparedness and ready and like knowing the schedule and knowing how to transition in things, that we are actually getting a lot more accomplished this year comparatively to some of the other years, just seeing like these kids just already out of the gate. They know that they're away from mom and dad. They know the schedule. They know it's all familiar, which was kind of our whole plan with that. So it's really nice to see that that's all coming together in a nice little package. And then, you know, we are starting to see, we've started, after we left Rec Center, we started doing online registration. We are now almost, we're like just under 50% now with our registrations, which is great to see. It not only saves staff time and paperwork and things like that, but it also just makes it user-friendly to everybody else in Yorkville to register. So that's great to see that that trend is going. I'll quickly just go over rec goals and I'll let you take the rest. One cool thing that we are changing, we are revamping our entire preschool program for next year. We're adding on an extra 15 minutes to make it a full 2.5-hour program. With that, we're going to utilize that 15 minutes to get more into kindergarten readiness. Not that we're not preparing them for kindergarten, but we're trying to dive in a little deeper of like counting to 100, sight words, doing a little bit more STEM projects and things like that, to kind of keep up with the trends and just make sure that we're providing everybody the best schooling and getting them ready really to go for kindergarten. So we looked at it and think that that's just kind of a nice direction to go to continue to kind of keep our numbers strong as we're continuing on. So that's kind of our new project going into next year. And let's see what else we have. This is great. We're always doing something, but and then we are looking into possibly getting some volleyball leagues next year on our new courts that we got over at Bristol Bay. So that's a project we're looking at for the summer. And then we're working with the school district. There's a girl who is getting her Gold Award, which is the same as an Eagle Scout Award for Girl Scouts. She's doing a Taste of Yorkville Culture Matters event in January. So we are kind of assisting them with putting this on and hopefully getting her this Gold Award, which is kind of a cool project that we're working on currently as well. So that's just a quick, brief overview, but you guys can read all the details.
Excellent.
How's our registration software working?
You know, pretty good. We've been, I think we just got something out too long ago. You know, honestly, I've gotten to the point now where mostly the other staff is the ones kind of really diving deep into it. But I know with some of the new upgrades, like we're able to, like, if there's a glitch or something, we can kind of work on some things at home, which is nice that if, like, we get an email saying, hey, we're having an issue with this, we're actually now able to log on from home with our computers, switch it, and just kind of provide that great customer service that we're trying to do. So there's some little things there that are kind of making things nice and being able to link different things within our website. So it is continuing to be good.
Scott, you got anything?
Just dumping some more money into our fields. I mean, we brought in a bunch of clay already this fall, got it onto our fields. We're redoing Beecher 5, putting up all new wire. We did a lot of concrete work out there, took care of some really big drainage issues we've had out there for the past, putting, I think, 8 or 9 drains all around the field to help water get off the field. That's a field that handles older kids, freshmen and on, so we wanted to really make sure we got some attention. Check out Riverfront Park. We just installed a 25-foot tall Christmas tree down there. Yeah. It won't be lit until our event next weekend.
Yes, hopefully you guys
really
can
cool.
Come.
That was an expensive tree, but it's impressive.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's pretty neat.
How much was this tree again?
$10,000.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Small car.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's more than a small
car. Our 2 new trucks are out in the shop. They finally arrived. If you want to check them out before you leave, nice to find they have a couple of new vehicles but
your feet don't go through the
You know, you just that start
like Flintstone.
That start, and you know, you can carry tools in that, you know, you can lock that sort of thing. But no, I think
those were long overdue.
Yeah, to say the least. But no, we're just continuing to improve baseball. There's still some rehab out there that has to happen. Winter came kind of quick. We're open to fog and we get some more work done. But, you know, we're anticipating having another great season.
Excellent.
Any new developments on the sunken sidewalk there on the river?
Other than we've heard the state has are finishing the plans this fall, and then early next year they are going to try and get it into the budget. They do anticipate getting work done next year at some point. Uh-huh. So, yeah, but keep in mind, all they're really going to do is fix what's there.
Just that one little segment. That
well,
one
they're
little...
going to do some repair on the sidewalk. They're not. If you're expecting a revamp of the entire island, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to see safety issues get addressed, but that's pretty much it. You're not going to see the stuff get put over the entire island and all the vegetation that shouldn't be on that island go away. You're going to just see the safety issues that are going to be addressed.
It would seem to me that there's a lot of undercutting going on the sidewalk, you know, between the bridge and the old yak shack. Mm-hmm. On the.
Yep. Yeah, that's not as bad as the island itself. You're talking on the mainland, right?
Mainland, yeah. I literally see
easier.
Water flowing under
that's
the sidewalk.
That's a lot easier to address.
Yeah.
Excuse me? The island is terrible and completely.
Oh, I see that. I mean, I agree, but I'm just saying. Maybe a little riprap might, a little, you know,
yeah, we can't
a little adjustment
now,
now versus
so.
Waiting until that sidewalk collapses.
Yeah, to some degree, though, and we'll point out the state when they're here. We don't necessarily want to jump in because then when we do, you kind of put your own neck in the noose.
Well, I know, I am just observing.
We
so.
Want to kind of go to them and go, hey,
yeah. Fix it now or fix it later.
And they did look at that. I don't know if that's part of their.
And the river's been up a long, long time.
When they were here, they did take some measurements on that side as well, so maybe that's something they're going to address. I don't know how often they have revealed their plan to us yet.
Yeah.
All right. Anything, Tim?
Just real quick, the holiday celebration is not this weekend. It's next weekend. So
23rd, 24th.
We have Winter Wonderland from 11 to 3 at Circle Center, visits with Santa.
Audit also will be there.
Yeah.
Who will be there?
Audit.
Frozen.
Frozen.
You got me, Sash.
Cartoon thing.
Yeah, with the school district. And then at 5:30 is the parade, tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday the 24th is our Chili Chase Cancer
Run. Yep.
Where we're collaborating with the Cancer Association this year on the race on the 24th. If you get a chance, go see the tree. Scott said it's up, but it won't be lit. I did want to say we had a great thing with the Flags of Valor. I don't know if people got to see it in Times Square this year.
Beautiful.
We were up 30 flags just about.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping every year we'll go up 30, 40 flags. So it's a great way to recognize veterans. Mm-hmm. And just lastly, I just wanted to congratulate Shay. She was chairwoman of a conference through our state association this year. So. It's a 3-day, all-day conference. I mean, she's in charge from,
all of it.
They spend the night, they do activities throughout the class itself, day activities at night. Scott probably knows a little bit about it, what professional development is.
Well, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
I think we had someone there.
Yeah.
Probably, yes, I think you did.
Lynn?
That is why her voice is hoarse today.
I'm like, oh, I'm sick, I'm dead, I'm just...
the good thing about the PDS is we've had, you know,
right
TJ's gone and graduated.
And I'm like, whole weekend.
Okay.
Dead.
So hopefully we can see everybody next weekend.
If you do need any volunteers.
You need any help for with that event?
Or is that just
Potentially we could use maybe someone to...
Plug the tree in?
No.
The mayor is doing that.
Yeah. Drive Santa Claus. I think the mayor's planning on walking, actually. I think he would prefer to walk. So.
What? He's not
dressing up as Santa?
No, we have Santa.
I would pay to see
Santa.
So, potentially Drive Santa. And we could always use just help with the parade route, in a sense. But it's pretty limited. This is pretty limited.
If it's cold, Are the mandrels going to be singing and stuff again?
Yep. So we have the Girl Scouts caroling, and the magicals are going to be out there.
There's too many children. It's too cold. No.
Yes.
So. Good.
I do want to really, I think, you know, Scott plays a huge role with the fields, and it doesn't happen without him, but I do think Adam deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He played a massive role.
Yeah, keeping him, right?
Yes. Okay. Played a massive role, and it didn't really, the fields happen without them, and Tyler played a huge role in just setting the league up. You know, those guys don't always get the credit. You guys see us all the time.
Like a special award, like a gold star or something.
But they played a huge role.
That's what they won. Yeah.
So those two just, I mean, they really, year in and year out, go above and beyond making these baseball, softball leagues occur. There's a lot that goes into it. They're working 6 days a week a lot of times.
And they thank this job.
Yeah, and they're not always recognized. I mean, we thank them, but, you know, just to thank them publicly, I think they definitely deserve it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Any need for executive session?
No, ma'am.
Any additional business? May I get a motion to adjourn?
Make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor? I know. I'm like, do you want to stay? All in favor? Aye.
I hope it's somebody. Hell yeah, man.